NUE. How you doing, Patrick?
Good, Chad. How are you?
My deer camp today and making some changes to my station up here. And I'm kind of pleased with it, you know?
Still got that little click in the background.
That.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, what you up to today?
At a buddy's shop, working on a diesel truck for him. Can't find anybody to work on them anymore, so having to come out of retirement for the weekends, I guess.
It's kind of hot to be working on old nasty diesel, ain't it?
That's what most people are afraid of. And, it's just dirt. It'll wash off. I mean, it ain't good. I don't know what the problem is. What changes you're making up there at your camp?
So I got a cross-band repeater up here so I can reach the deer camp from a handy talkie. So I come in on the 440 side and then back out on the 146 side, but the faceplate comes off of the radio. So I don't like where the radio is, so I removed the faceplate and made me an extension cable out of a piece of Cat 5 and run some Cat 5 through the walls with Ethernet jacks outside of the cabin and inside of the cabin, and that way I can leave my faceplate where it is, and then I can just unplug my microphone. If I'm gonna go sit at the ham table, I can plug my microphone in there. But if I'm outside, I can just take my microphone and hang it up underneath the shed, and don't have to come in and out to get on the radio.
That's where you put that little FT-28, I can't remember what it was you got with it.
The crossband is Kenwood VTM-71, I think. I 71 in it. And, yes, I had some old 66 blocks laying around and a whole bunch of Cat 5. Too hot to do anything else outside, so I just thought, well, I'll just put me a couple of 66 blocks in here so I can punch down, you know, wherever I want to signal out. So just have got everything in, and we'll fix and do a radio check, and then you popped up, so I figured that'd be a good opportunity.
Get into the repeater good and strong. It's just you got that click, whatever it is. It's like a fan running or something.
Is it making me inaudible, or is it just aggravating?
Hear you fine. That's not a problem at all. It's just like trying to talk over a radio when you're standing there talking to somebody.
So bad, huh?
I mean, it's pretty bad. It sounds like a motor boating capacitor just... like that, Chan, in 0 TR.
Alright. Y'all, if y'all got a minute, stand by. Let me shut this solar grid down and see if I can isolate while I got y'all on the phone. If you can hold off for about 45 seconds, I'll be right back.
Tom, it's KO4HTX. How did that go again?
Just about like that. How you doing, Patrick? I think that's a gargling sound. Could be the power supply or in the radio, either one. But it's, as he said, aggravating. It's an annoying thing that if you can get rid of, it would be lots better, of course, on your signal.
Well, he had it. He normally doesn't have it. It just started the other day, so I don't know if he's saying something or what. Maybe we can help him get isolated here.
I wanted to confirm your findings there. Sometimes two opinions are better than one, but that's kind of what it sounds like. It's not an AC hum or anything like that, or all in air, none of that. It's a low-frequency popping sound, you might say.
KL4 NUE station ID. Here I am, so I hate to hear it. Let's go.
Still there.
It's still here on my end. I don't know what to tell you, Chad. Tom can be more help than I am.
But what to tell you? What are you powering it with, Chad?
It's on a 12-volt power grid, solar grid. And I haven't had any issues with this until here recently, when I separated the faceplate. Hey, you know what? Hang on one second. I got a patch panel over here. I bet. Hang on one second.
Just put it on a 12-volt battery, and we'll tell you whether it's still there or not if you got one.
You and Miss Bernice up to today?
We took a shower. She'd been out in the garden all morning from about 10 o'clock till noon, and then she made some banana pudding, and I've been out taking care of the chickens and gathering eggs and spraying a little liquid 7 on the pepper plants and the cucumbers, and just been outside, but the air is putrid out there today. Listen, Gerald TR.
I imagine it is. It's nice up here today. It's 74 degrees and overcast and a light breeze, so it's a comfortable day today.
Before NUE comment, let's hear it.
Really still about the same. It's bad, Chan. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, Chad, it's still there, still same.
Battery, you could switch it over to? And a rig he's talking on there, Patrick.
Remember, right, he's on that little Kenwood C710, I believe it is.
Okay.
No, sir, that's a mobile rig.
I knew that. I don't know what it's picking it up from, but that's what it sort of sounds like, is a bad filter capacitor or something like that. Have to talk to somebody who's more knowledgeable in the RF field than I am, but it's consistent and has a rhythm to it, put it that way.
All I can tell him, because I definitely don't know as much as you do about it, so.
You got to find out whether it's in the handy-talky or the power source you're powering it from would be the most logical approach to it.
Tom, KO4 NUE station ID. Okay, so I'm on a different power source here. Still bad?
Unfortunately, yes, it is, Chad. This your home QTH, or are you in a different location, or does it do it when you're mobile, or does it not do it when you're home, or what's the, how do you solve the ambiguity there, Chad? Go ahead.
Okay, Tom.
He's trying to get set up there so he can have a crossband repeat running when he's out on his trap line.
How's that, fellas? Any better?
Full quieting. Excellent, Chad.
Okay, well, that's just great. I mean, everything I've done for the past week ain't worth a crap.
Murphy's Law, those things happen. Ain't that right, Patrick?
Yeah, that's for sure with me lately. But all you can do is learn from it and move on.
I mean, I got wire everywhere, Patrick. I mean, good grief. Oh, man, I got to figure this out.
Without seeing what you're doing or how it's powered or anything, what did you do to get this clear signal just now?
I disconnected my mic output And, well, what I've done, Tom, is I've taken a 66 block that, you know, like telephone people punch down telephone wires with, put a Cat 5 cable on one end and run the other end to a 66 block where the mic hot goes. And that allows me to, from the 66 block, I can go and move my mic from one end of the shelter to the other. So when I'm outside, I can plug my mic in outside and listen to the radio without having to come inside to talk on the radio. So basically, it's an extension of the mic using Cat 5. But I just don't know if that's going to work now.
Well, here's an uneducated guess, but I'd say if you find some coaxial cable that's got multiple leads in it, enough for your mic, and ground one end of that coaxial cable, not both ends, and do the same thing as you've done, but eliminate that block. Somewhere in line there, you're picking up this noise from some extraneous source. But you could probably eliminate it by getting rid of the Cat 5. It's not as noise preventative as, say, a coaxial cable, in my opinion. Or find something that, you know, was run to an encoder or resolver and use that cable. It's shielded. But a shielded cable of sorts anyways. Chad, go ahead.
Okay, Tom, I think I know what's happening here. So, the coax, the Cat 5, runs alongside, the solar, the input for the solar panels. And I'm saying that that cycle I'm picking up or broadcasting is probably... How quick is the cycle, Tom? Is it like a second, or is it just constant, or what?
No, it's like an ignition signal on an automobile. It's what it sounds like, just a steady like that. And it's not real high frequency, like an alternator or something. But there, if you're running an inverter or something off of that solar panel, they're notorious for being noisy.
Inverter, Tom, but it's not on. Now it's powered up, but it's not, the AC side is turned off. So I guess maybe the next thing to do would be to disconnect the DC to the inverter and then see what that does.
If you want to hear it, I can run downstairs and record it for you and play it back to you. I'm upstairs right now and don't have that capability.
I wouldn't want you to go no trouble. Noise is noise, and I'll figure it out. I'm just sitting here scratching my head now because I've got a week's worth into this, and but okay, well, that's something to do, so okay, I'll take it.
Let you go, and Patrick, great to hear you guys this morning, this afternoon. I got to write a secure message here, and I got to think, and being an old man, I got a one chain of thought here. Hope that was some help to you, Chad. Patrick, go ahead. I'll sign with your clearing here. This is NZLTR.
Good talking to you this afternoon, and I hope you and Bernice have a good weekend. And, Chad, I'm going to have to say 7-3 is here for a little bit. I'm pulling in the driveway. I'll get in the house and get the radio turned on, but give me about, I don't know, 30 minutes or so I can get cleaned up, and I'll be back on the radio, KO4HDX, and I'll be clear.
Need the help. KO4NUE, I'm 7-3.